Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings.
Who is Rabbi Adrian Bernal?
Well, stay tuned and you'll find out all about him and how he came to know Yeshua as his Messiah. In the meantime, enjoy some wonderful music. Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869, email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com, or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. And now, hot off the press, this is Becca Shea's newest song, Levitating.
Is your attitude for alright? I'm on a zealous mission to go follow heaven's rhythm when the music don't stop for life. Glory in the sky, glory in my eyes, shining bright from the inside. And if you're feeling like you need a little bit of air to breathe, you met me at the perfect time. So believe, the night is fading, mercies are new, we're elevating. It's a new day, we're rededicating. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got truth. It's time to take flight, we're going so high. We got truth, faith rise. Come on, fly with me, we're elevating. Truth, ignite, the sun's light and let it shine bright. We got truth in clear skies, so come on, fly with me, we're elevating. I believe God's all we need, I feel it every time I breathe. This love is written in the stars. We grow so much better when we live like it's forever, cause forever's never ever too far. Glory in the sky, glory in my eyes, shining brighter than the stars. I can see forever every time we get together. So much better when we're lost in his heart. So believe, fading. We're season new, we're elevating. It's a new day, we're rededicating. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got truth, it's time to take flight. We're going so high. We got truth, faith rise. Come on, fly with me, we're elevating. Truth, ignite. The sun's light and let it shine bright. We got truth and clear skies. So come on, fly with me, we're elevating. You can fly away with me, arise. Come on, let the spirit take you high. Let your faith take you for a ride. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're elevating. You can fly away with me, arise. Come on, let the spirit take you high. Let your faith take you for a ride. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cause love is like a rocket, watch it blast off. Goes further than we could ever even think of. And even if we don't want it, it won't stop.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Cause love is like a rocket, watch it blast off. Goes further than we could ever even think of. And even if we don't want it, it won't stop.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So believe, the night is fading. Mercies are new, we're elevating. It's a new day, we're rededicating. We got truth, it's time to take flight. We're going so high. We got truth, faith rise. Come on, fly with me. We're elevating. You can fly away with me, arise. Come on, let the spirit take you high. Let your faith take you for a ride.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're elevating. You can fly away with me, arise. Come on, let the spirit take you high. Let your faith take you for a ride.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We got truth. It's time to take flight. We're going so high. We got truth. Faith rise. Come on, fly with me. We're elevating. Truth. Let it shine bright. We got truth and clear skies. So come on, fly with me. We're elevating.
That is truly exciting from Becca Shea. Love it, love it, love it. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. I'm so glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings today. Stay tuned for a great interview with Rabbi Adrian Bernal. There's a song that has been going around for a year or so called The Blessing. Carrie Jobe is one of the singers. It's so exciting. Well, Joshua Aaron has the whole song in Hebrew, and it's called Habracha, the blessing. So I pray that you are truly blessed when you hear this.
Adonai v'yishmarecha Ye'er Adonai panav elecha V'ichuneka Yisa Adonai panav elecha V'yisim lecha shalom. אחריך רוחו תלך לפניך, לצידך, אחריך, מסביבך, בליבך, הוא איתך, הוא איתך. בבוקר ובערב, בצאתך ובואך, בסבלותיך, באושריך, הוא איתך.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord. And they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840. All right, truth be told, a long time ago in a galaxy far away, I wrote a few songs. I do not like to promote myself, but every so often people say, well, how come you don't play any of your music on the air? Okay, so here's a song I wrote about being a believer in Yeshua, and it's called An Ordinary Jew. Enjoy, darling. Enjoy.
I was a young, ordinary, conservative Southern Jew. I didn't know my Messiah and all of the things he could do. Then I met some of those people with all those funny grins, talking about salvation and talking all about sin. I was afraid to believe it. I didn't think it was true. Whoever heard of loving Jesus and still remaining a Jew? But when I opened up the Bible and read what Jesus said, suddenly excitement just welled right up in my head. I am a young, ordinary, conservative Northern Jew. I moved up north. I've come to know my Messiah and all the things he can do. And now I'm one of those people with lots and lots of grins. I talk about salvation, I talk a lot about sin. I am a young, ordinary, messianic Jew. How about you?
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for my interview with Rabbi Adrian Bernal. In the meantime, I've been featuring new music from Sue Samuel. This is from her new CD, Revive. This one is called Blessed.
Blessed, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed, blessed are the brokenhearted, for their God will comfort them. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for His righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed, blessed are the kind and merciful, for they will be given grace. Blessed, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will surely see God's face. Blessed are those who make peace, for they will be children of God. Blessed are those who suffer oppression for His righteousness, for heaven is their soul.
This is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Well, I'm a week late because I record these podcasts at home, often a full 7 days before they go on the air, and I neglected to say anything about Mother's Day last week. So I just want to wish a belated Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there. And I want you to know that you're very special and God loves you. And I just want to say a bit about my mother. She was born Bernice Sylvia Fisher in Louisville, Kentucky. And she met my father at a Jewish war veterans dance in Richmond, Virginia. And they settled in Richmond, and that's where I was born and raised. And I was the youngest of two daughters. And my mama told me, "I love you like a hog loves slop." Now, I recognize that hogs aren't kosher, but that's what she said. She also taught me to have faith. She taught me to recite the 23rd Psalm whenever I was nervous. And I miss her terribly. She had Alzheimer's at the end, and I know that I will see her again one day. She did pray to receive Yeshua, but then she forgot about it later. But I know that God will honor that prayer. Anyway, this next song is from a group called Miha Shemayim, from the heavens. And this song is about how the Lord looks at us as his sweet child. He is both mother and father to us. And so I hope you enjoy this song. And I do hope that you all had a good Mother's Day. And forgive me for being a week late.
Sweet child of mine, how I long to hold you in my arms, look into your eyes, and make everything all right. Sweet child of mine, how I long to hold you in my arms, look into your eyes, and make everything all right. Come and tell me everything you need. It's my joy to provide for you. Don't you know you're my child and heir? I'll hold nothing back. Let me show my love for you. Everything all right, sweet child of mine. How I long to hold you in my arms, look into your eyes, and make everything all right. I am your light in the darkest night. When you're pounded by the raging seas, when you're all alone, surrounded by your enemies, I'll be your strength and shield. Depend on me. Let me show my love for you. Oh, in my image you were created. For so long I waited for you to give your heart to me. No one has ever loved you the way I've always loved you, and will eternally. Oh, 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 child of mine, sweet child of mine, how I long to hold you in my arms.
Sweet child of mine,
how I long to hold you in my arms.
Sweet child of mine,
and make everything alright. Sweet child of mine, how I long to hold you in my arms, look into your eyes, and make everything alright. Make everything all right. How I long to hold you in my arms.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth house of the Lord forever, forever.
That was a beautiful song from Ted Pierce. And as I mentioned earlier, that was a psalm that my mother taught me to recite when we were afraid of thunderstorms. And this is long before I knew Yeshua as my Messiah, but I knew that there were scriptures that could provide comfort and strength. And so that was actually played at my mother's memorial service. So, and I told Ted Pierce that when I saw him in person one time. So, very special song. Well, I hope you enjoy my interview now with Rabbi Adrian Bernal.
Rabbi Adrian Bernal, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. I'm very much like to be welcomed.
Oh, great, great. Well, you know, I got to say, thank God for Facebook. I have found more Messianic and Gentile believers on Facebook, and I've interviewed so many of them, and it's a joy for me to discover another person. You know, just when I think I know everybody in the whole world that's part of the Messianic movement, and then I find somebody new like you.
Thank you.
Sure.
That's great.
So Rabbi Adrian, let's talk a little bit about your early life. Were you raised in a typical Jewish home?
No, I wasn't actually. I'm Sephardic. I'm a crypto Jew actually of New Mexico. The part of the crypto Jews of New Mexico, you know, with Sephardic extraction from Spain. So I was raised non-religious for the most part, and at times I could go to churches with my cousins that they went to a Catholic church and stuff. You know, with the Spanish Inquisition, a lot of my family over the years converted to Catholicism. So I wasn't raised Jewish at all. I wasn't raised religious at all, mostly secular.
Oh, this is going to be an interesting interview. So
yes, it will be.
I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. Well, Rabbi Adrian, was there a point in your life where you realized that you wanted God and you needed God? And, you know, tell me a little bit about your journey.
Okay, well, my parents got divorced when I was young, and I was raised in a very abusive home.
Oh, no.
There's been reconciliation and restoration since then. Love my father, always have, but it was difficult growing up. Very difficult. So my parents divorced when I was young, moved to Oregon, and pretty much lived a life of sin tremendously. Got saved when I was 18 years old, and then at that point, I was a basketball player. So growing up, I became really, I focused all my energy into sports. So I became really good at any sport I played. but I really enjoyed basketball. And by the time I was a senior in high school, I was ranked second best ball player in the state of Oregon. And I was getting ready to go play college basketball and do the whole, you know, that whole spiel, you know, just getting ready to just do the college scene and everything. And I only had, you know, the only things I ever wanted really at that point in my life was just money, women, and fame. And that's it. And I think everybody probably has that as a young man, who knows. But I went to college, quit college, got saved, you know, went through this whole process of getting born again, really figuring that out, got tired of getting yelled at by coaches, quit college basketball, and then about a year and a half later, went down to Bible College in Dallas, Texas at Christ for the Nations.
Wow.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with Christ for the Nations.
Tell me about it.
It's a Bible college in Dallas, Texas. It's a Pentecostal college. It's a really great school. They're very supportive of Israel. You have Ari and Shira Sorkaram. Have you ever done an interview with Ari and Shira?
Yes. Wonderful. Okay.
Shira's dad is the one that's founded that school, Gordon Lindsay. So I went down there and played basketball for them and everything like that. But when I was first there, in the first week I was there, I'm just praising God and walking through the streets. And I kind of knew I was Jewish. Nobody really knew what we were when we were growing up. We're like, oh, we're French Canadian. Oh, we're Spaniards. Oh, we're Mexicans. It's like, what? You know, didn't see the Mexican in us, but everybody was saying that. And not really Mexican, but more Spanish, and I saw that. But kind of grew up in a Spanish styles type of home, you know, with the foods, and my parents speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish well, but I was down in Bible college and just walking down the street praising God, and he directed me to look up my last name. And I'm like, my last name? What's up with my last name? And I walk into the library and I talk to the lady, and she points me to where I could look at my last name. And I'm sitting there reading Bernal of, you know, in the Judaica Encyclopedia. And I'm like, what? This is wild. I'm Jewish. And I knew I was Jewish, but it was like, what? This is kind of weird. And so I'm just reading about it and doing it. And I'm like, wow. Because I was just walking down the street and I got this sense to do it. So as I looked at my last name, I was sitting there going, wow, that's really wild. So at first, I was a young believer, about a year and a half old in the Lord. And I was like, okay, Lord, are you telling me to quit Bible college and go to, go to a Jewish seminary? And I was kind of confused. Why would you put that on my heart to look at my last name and find out I'm Jewish, and now I'm in Bible college? So what do I do with this? And right after doing that, I met a young lady that asked me for a ride, and I said, sure, where am I taking? And she goes, oh, I'm going to go to Baruch Hashem in Dallas, Texas. That was Marty Waldman was the rabbi at that point. And I said, sure. So I take her to Baruch Hashem, and I've been involved in Messianic Judaism ever since.
Oh, my gosh. Rabbi Adrian, this just gives me chills because, you know, talk about God's perfect timing. This young woman just, quote unquote, happened to ask you for a ride, and look,
yeah,
where
exactly
it led you. Oh, my goodness. What was your experience? How did you feel when you walked inside that congregation?
I felt like I came home, and it was small at the time. Baruch Hashem is large today, but it was really small back in those days. It was like 20, 30 people. And it was they were meeting in a small little Baptist church, and I'll tell you, it was like coming home. It was really amazing.
Wow. So how did your life change after that time?
Well, I called my dad and I called my mom and I said, hey, did you realize we're Jewish? They're like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I figured, you know, yeah. My mom was like, well, I'm not sure, but we could be, I guess. And I said, I don't, you know, this is kind of new to me, but this is kind of interesting. And my life completely changed because I started having aunts and uncles tell me, well, you know, your grandfather, he used to pour Manischewitz every Friday night and give us all a glass of wine and say a prayer, but he would cover his mouth and we didn't know what he was praying. And they had no clue that they were doing, you know, he was doing the bracha for it, you know, for prayer or for Shabbat. So it was kind of interesting. There was little things like that that started coming up, all these little things that started showing and confirming that I was Jewish.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and it changed dramatically because at that point I was like, okay, how do I incorporate this in my life? I didn't understand it, but with the help of Marty Waldman and Baruch Hashem and all that, it was, you know, pretty good. And then I met Ari and Shira Sarkaram and got to know them and their kids really well back in Dallas. This is back, we're looking at 1985 or 87, 1987. And got to know Dr. Jeffrey Seif, you know, at that point. He had been part of Levitt Ministries. Okay. So that was really good.
That is incredible. And what about the rest of your extended family? Do any of them embrace their Jewish roots?
They accept it. They see it. They see it in our lives. My family accepts it more so. I have aunts and uncles that are like, yeah, that probably is what we are, but none of them are really religious, you know. And when I say that, it's not so much stunt religious, you know, like, I mean, some of them go to Catholic church services, others don't do anything. There hasn't really been a huge embracement, but there has been an embracement of me in the family as being the go-to rabbi in the family.
Amazing.
I've done a lot of weddings and funerals in my family, and then the extended family on the Bernal and Coca side, because my mom is also of Jewish extraction from Spain as well. So her family, and both my mother and my father are Jewish. So more so on my mother's side, I even believe.
Oh, okay. So when did you become a Messianic rabbi?
Years ago, I started off being a youth leader in 1992 at a church, but I was also incorporating anything I could regarding the Jewish Messianic Judaism into being a, and then I became a pastor up in Alaska, pastored there for 3 years, pastored 3 years in Hawaii, and then came back to Wyoming. That's where I was kind of born and raised, in Jackson area. I was born in Rawlins, and then moved to Jackson with my children, and we started a congregation then. So I think in 2005 is when I started the Messianic congregation, and then I got ordained or went through Shmicha as a rabbi. So that was good. So 2005, I've been a rabbi since then, and more involved in Messianic Judaism, even though in 87 is when it started. I became an official rabbi in 2005.
Amazing. And so tell me a little bit about how God is using you or your family today. What's happening?
Well, that's really good. I'm down in Florida, and I lead a congregation. I'm the senior leader of Beth Yeshua Messianic Congregation, or Messianic Synagogue, here in Fort Lauderdale. So we are here. God's using us tremendously. It's pretty powerful. It's fun. It's amazing. Kind of into the role that I've been designed for. And you've got, you know, over the years, a person can get comfortable being on who they are and what God has called them to be. And so I'm kind of at that stage in my life where I'm experiencing a really true joy in the ministry and seeing God operate and move in our midst. And we have a wonderful congregation down here. We are a mixed congregation of both Jew and non-Jew, but also of Haitian and Puerto Rican, Cuban, Spanish, white. It's pretty amazing. So we're really seeing God move in our midst down here.
Exciting. But you know, you are lacking something.
Oh, what am I lacking?
snow and lots of snow.
Oh, lacking snow. Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, you know, I grew up around snow my whole life, and the last 18 years before I moved down here or moved to Maryland, I lived in, you know, Wyoming and Idaho, and you get plenty of snow there throughout the year.
So I guess you put in your time.
I did. I grew up in it and I lived in it for, you know, 18, 20 years. And you just get to a point where it's like, you know, I'm going to Florida.
Wow.
But I didn't come to Florida because I wanted to. I was actually living in Maryland and met my wife there, got married. And then before we got married, the Lord had called me down here. I got a interview with the congregation down here that I'm with now, and that was an interesting story, but it was pretty powerful how it all came out.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
Well, I'm part of Tikkun individually, and I was part of Tikkun. I don't know if you know Tikkun America and Tikkun International with Daniel Jester. I'm sure you do.
Yes.
Okay, so I was part of Tikkun, and I was up in Maryland going to El Shaddai, and I had gone through a divorce. That was the worst part, saddest part of my life. It was very difficult. And
yeah, I can relate.
And I think it was 5 years that had gone by, four and a half, 5 years. I can't remember exactly, but just being in Maryland and going to services at El Shaddai, going through some healing, going through just a lot of Lord, what do you want me to do? I've been in ministry my whole life. What do I need to do at this point? My whole adult life. So what do I do? And, you know, just waiting on the Lord. And Daniel had asked me to be a part of El Shaddai just to be strengthened and to have that fellowship and that connection, even though I was in Idaho at the time. So I moved from Idaho to Maryland. And that's where I met my wife. We had just were friends, but then this congregation opened up. A friend of mine, Sophia Rogers, I don't know if you've ever interviewed her. She'd be tremendous to interview. She's,
send me the details later. That sounds great.
I'll tell you about it after we get off. It's pretty amazing. So anyhow, Sophia Rogers had called me, and I'd done some ministry and deliverance with her. She moves in deliverance, and pretty amazing woman of God. But anyhow, we went through some healing and that kind of thing, and she called me one time, and I was fixing up my website, and I said, I need a blurb from you. Can you send me a blurb? And she goes, well, can I have your resume? And I'm like, what's up with that? Why do you want my resume just to give me a blurb on my website? Because I was redoing it and feeling like the Lord was asking me to continue on with ministry. And so I asked her for that. I sent her my resume, and about 2 weeks later, she calls me, and she goes, you know, I had an ulterior motive. There's a rabbi down here who's looking to retire. It's a great congregation. It's small, but he doesn't just want to let it go to anybody, and would you be willing to talk with him? I said, sure, absolutely. I said, you know, I'm open to anything. And so he called me, and we ended up having a great time on the phone. They flew me down. I spoke. This was last August. I think August or September, but sometime around there. And by October of last year, or not last year, it's been 2020. And then I became the senior leader last October in 2021. So I worked with him for about a year. I took the job. It was absolutely amazing. And at the same time, I was actually being asked by a Tikkun congregation in Colorado to be the worship leader there and the associate rabbi. And so I had to, at that time, I had to, instead of one door opening, two doors opened. And it's like, oh Lord, what do I do? So I took the place in Florida, and it's been the right choice.
Praise God. That is a wonderful story. My ears perked up when you mentioned worship leader, because that's what I am. I'm the director of worship in my congregation. You know, music's such an important part of the service. Wow, what an amazing story. I'm wondering, how would you like the listeners to be praying for you or your family or your congregation? Do you have any special prayer requests?
Yeah, I have type 2 diabetes, and I think it'd be, you know, I would love prayer to just be completely healed of it. It hampers your lifestyle tremendously, and I am reaching, you know, I am getting older, and I just want to be healthy and remain healthy for the congregation, because the congregation is growing. It's taking off. We have a television ministry as well.
Great.
So people are able to follow us or watch us on YouTube and live and Facebook, I believe. So both of those are there. But I would pray that we're at this stage right now where things are going really, really well. And I just pray that the enemy doesn't come in and try to, you know, destroy kind of what's going on. You know, we've had a couple of situations where, you know, Lashon Hara will take off, you know, a gossip will end up, and I've had to stop that. And there's other things that come up, you know. Every once in a while you get those floaters that go from congregation to congregation to congregation, and they'll say, oh, you got to come here, it's better over here, or you got to come there, it's better over there, you know, and they try to pull people away, and there's always things like that that take place. I just want prayer of protection over our congregation, that the people will be strong, they'll have a sense of good discernment operating through their lives, that they can truly, truly connect with that part of the Holy Spirit in their lives, that they really walk in discernment. And because we're seeing a beautiful thing happen right now, we're seeing this tremendous amount of attachment and love to one another that is really causing our congregation to grow. So I think if there's a rabbi out there listening to this, they'll be able to relate, and even a pastor or other people too. You're doing really good. You have victories. I was an athlete, and every time we won a major competition, it's easy for us to get relaxed. It's easy for us to feel like, oh, wow, we're the victors, or we're the champions. And then you get skunked on the very next, you know, game, you know, because everybody's prideful or whatever. And I don't want that to happen. I'm praying that that doesn't happen.
Oh, sure.
And we're seeing it just such a beautiful thing.
You want to be on your guard. But I just say, first of all, I just pray for your health. I cling the blood of Yeshua over you. And I pray that your pancreas and everything in your body would line up with the word of God and be working normally and would function normally in the name of Yeshua. And I also say that no weapon formed against you or your congregation or your family, no weapon formed against you will prosper in the name of Yeshua. So I claim the blood of Yeshua over all y'all, as they say, and, you know, for God's mighty angels, for his army of angels to surround you and protect you by the blood of Yeshua. And this has just been so exciting. And before we end, I just want to say, for anybody listening live stream that wants to visit your congregation in Fort Lauderdale, can you just give a little bit of information, like where and when?
Yeah, we are in Coral Springs. And we're at 3301 Riverside Drive in Coral Springs. It starts at 10:30, and we go to about we have the building till about 3 o'clock. So we have an oneg afterwards, and we all sit around and fellowship. And it's really exciting. So we're in Coral Springs, Florida, just west of downtown Fort Lauderdale, really. Or a little bit northwest of that, of downtown Fort Lauderdale. And we have a great time. Bring your shofar, get ready to worship the Lord and have fun.
And the name of it again, the name of the congregation?
Beth Yeshua Messianic Synagogue.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Rabbi Adrian, this has been so much fun. I hope we get to meet in person someday, but I really want to thank you
That'd
for
be
being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. And I pray the Lord's blessing over you until we speak again.
Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful getting to talk with you and to share my story. Hopefully, I don't have a lot of ums and hiccups here and there.
You were wonderful. All right. Thank you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
This is Ethel Chadwick, and that was my interview with Rabbi Adrian Bernal. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to visit his congregation when you are in the Florida area. Right now, we have time for some more music, so I am going to pick something from Paul Wilbur. This is from the CD Revive, and this is called The Day of the Lord.
Zion, Zion, Zion. Through a trumpet in Zion, sounded on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come. Blow a trumpet in Zion, sounded on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion.
for the day of the Lord is come.
Blow the trumpet.
This is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
In the Jewish religion, when someone dies, you recite the mourner's prayer, or the Kaddish. Now, this next song was written by Stuart Dowerman, and it's recorded here from Sally Klein O'Connor.
Magnify and sanctify his name. For by his word the universe was framed. When no star as yet was born, nor was any creature formed, he reigned alone in majesty, the King of all eternity. Magnify and sanctify his name. Yid Kadav, Veyid Kadash, Shemei Rabbah. Oh, praise his holy name forevermore. When his kingdom comes with righteousness and peace, creation will experience release. Then the curse will be removed as all nature is renewed. The nations will be gathered in, his people will be freed from sin. Magnify and sanctify his name. Yid Kadav, Yid Kadash, Shemei Rabbah. Oh, praise his holy name forevermore. Lasting peace from heaven be revealed for us and all the house of Israel. When the pierced one returns and the house of David mourns, to recognize the Son of Man who came and now has come again. Magnify and sanctify his name. Yid Kadav, Yid Kadash, Shemei Rabbah. Oh, praise his holy name forevermore. Yid Kadav, Yid Kadash, Shemei Rabbah. Oh, praise blessed, praised, and glorified be He, both now and throughout all eternity. Though our words be weak and lame, we will magnify His name. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, praise Him all creatures here below. Magnify and sanctify His name. Yit Kadosh, Yit Kadosh, Shemei Rabbah. Oh, praise His holy name forevermore. Yit Kadosh, Yit Kadosh, Shemei Rabbah.
That was Liberated Wailing Wall, Great and Wonderful, and here's Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yes, Adonai, panav alecha, v'yashem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.